Hi, and welcome back to another episode of All Bases Covered,
the podcast helping you navigate the beauty industry and cut through the bullshit. Happy Easter Monday.
Yeah. Public holiday?
It is a public holiday.
Is every part of Easter a public holiday except the Saturday?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is great. I forgot somehow.
I also always think that the Tuesday is a part of...
Easter Tuesday is in some states, that's why.
Maybe like Tasmania.
But, yeah, probably Tasmania. Shout out to all our Tassie listeners!
Alex got a tattoo.
And a haircut.
And a haircut.
It's been a big week.
Are you having a crisis?
Adrian tells me I'm too young to be having a midlife crisis, so I don't think so. I think I'm just having a coming of age.
Okay. Why the hair chop? It came out of nowhere.
I was going to dye my hair.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then
What colour?
Well, I was just going to get some highlights, and then I chickened out because...
So much more of an affordable option than your current choice.
Yes, and so then I just went in and she said, what are we doing today? And I just said, just chop it off. And she said, really? And I said, yeah. And she said, how short? And I said, to my collarbones. And then we did it and there was no turning back.
Oh my God. It looks really thick. Like it's never looked thicker.
She had to thin it out because it was like
you get
so
like
bulky.
A Lego head.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the nice thing about having short hair is it feels so thick and then you grow it like 2 inches longer and it looks ratty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Anyway. Yeah. It's an interesting time to be alive. I haven't quite nailed curling it yet.
I reckon you can get some, although don't, because I was going to say, I reckon you can get some, like, curtain bang-ish situation, but I also want to get that done to my hair and then cut my hair back short, and then we'll have the same hair.
Yeah, we can't do that. Also,
but I've got 6 months till I can do that, so you can do it now and grow it out, and then I can do it later.
I'm trying to get my front bits to the same length anyway. I'm trying to grow out my curtain bangs, because... Mm-hmm. I think I would look too round if I had short hair and curtain bangs. I think I would look like the coconut head dude from that TV show that was on Disney Channel.
You've lost me.
Anyway.
Interesting. Someone will know. I can't do curtain bangs because my head is too much of a triangle.
Oh.
Well, diamond.
Okay.
Like, I'm concerned that it's already diamond shape and it's going to cut off my temples even more, so I will literally just look like a tiny diamond.
Yeah. Yeah, might do that. Yeah. Just a slither. A marquise.
Yes. If you can hear barking, we have Watson, Toast, and my new foster dog, Rufus, in the house at once, and there's nothing we can do about it.
They just exist, and they're living their best lives.
Yeah.
It's their Easter holiday. How was your week? We've talked about me.
Fine.
Yeah?
It doesn't really compare to yours. I took a Phenergan last night because I had, I was quite itchy and rashy, and I'm still affected.
Oh, good. So this is going to be a slow episode.
Yes, I have... like half brain functioning right now.
Good. Great. All right. Well, shall we move into beauty news? Because we have a fuck ton to get through.
Yes.
When you record on a Friday, it turns out that everyone drops their beauty news on a Friday, which we already knew because every week we're like not cool and hip and with it enough because we record too early.
Yep.
So here we are, the freshest beauty news for your ears.
That's the tea on that.
Number one, Jen Atkin, founder of Way and Ultimate Cool Girl.
Yep, hairdresser, best friend of Desi Perkins, best friend of everyone who's cool in the world.
Chrissy Teigen, Kim Kardashian.
She's the best.
You name it.
Yep.
She had a baby, but she didn't have a baby. Like, well, they had a baby, but she had a surrogate, and she's posting about her surrogacy journey.
Wow.
In a similar way to
Desi's
fertility journey. And she had videos dating back to 2015.
Wow. Was she infertile? Is that why she decided?
No, I think it was like a lifestyle choice.
Yeah. Love that.
I think they didn't want kids, like, for her career and their lifestyle and stuff. And then I think they realised that they did want kids, but, like, she didn't want to carry one and, like, preach.
Well, that's very fun. I haven't started watching them, but it's a multi-part series, I imagine.
I'm assuming there's only one.
Have we seen the baby yet, or is the baby going to be the reveal at the end?
Oh, I don't know if we've actually seen the... Well, we didn't see the baby in that video.
No.
But we might have seen it on Instagram or something.
Okay, interesting. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Next up, speaking of hair.
Yep. J Hair Care launched in Mecca, which is J Edwards from Edwards & Co.'s hair care line. I
didn't even know it existed.
I was just shocked by this. Yeah, I think it launched, like, it launched into Mecca, like, as it launched full stop.
Love that.
And I didn't know about it until I saw that Gemma Watts from Glow Journal did an interview with him. And I was like, oh, why is she doing an interview with him? And it was because, obviously, he launched this new brand.
Yeah.
And I trust him.
Okay. Just I hope like that the price point is good.
Well, I can tell you. They've launched with... the slogan is the salon look at home. They've currently got a defrizz and fatten cream, a volumizing sea mist, and a dry texture spray.
Oh, interesting.
$49.99, $39.99, $49.99. I hate 99.
I like that the packaging is very unisex looking.
Yeah. It's
deep blue. Like,
leaning more masculine than feminine.
Definitely. And I guess they're all texturizing, like, body products, which sounds great.
Mm.
Once we get to my beauty fave this week, maybe it's something that I should try out.
Okay.
Speaking of new things that have happened at Mecca this week, the Pout Pop sheer line have launched.
Yes. So Mecca Max have redone their, like, own brand of lipsticks and released, I want to say, about, like, 8 sheer formulas in addition to the other ones. So they've got 30-something formulas now.
Yeah.
Let's go with 36.
30 formulas or colours?
Sorry, 3 formulas, around 36 colours.
Cool. I was like, 30 formulas, wow. Yeah.
So sheer, cream, and matte. And the sheer ones look very our vibe, very a poor man's Chantecaille lip chic.
They do, but I did take a look at the colours on Centaine McLean, mm-hmm. and I didn't love the shades, so we'll see.
I mean, it's, yeah, shade range is important, but I was a little bit pissed that I literally, about 2 weeks ago, just filled up my entire lip palette for my kit. I have one spare space left that I'm reserving for, like, a burgundy, winey red, and I'm like, oh. I could have put some of those in my kit.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
That's maybe something, though, that a bride would buy. You could tell them to pick it up ahead of their wedding if they wanted.
Yeah, like, pick it up before your trial. It might be a good vibe. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And also, this week, I found out that Mecca is launching TerraCycle in all of their stores by the end of April, which is really exciting. So apparently they've been trialing it in Melbourne Central, I believe.
Yeah, and I think they had it at Chadston and maybe another store. I think at this stage it is... It's definitely in the Mecca Max mat, but it's behind the counter, so you've got to give it to the stores.
Yeah.
I believe the rollout, it will continue to be, like, behind the counters.
Yes. Well, I mean, but they're not going to want it in the middle of the store. It's a bit rank.
No, I think at some point it will be. You can just pop in and recycle and not have to, like, really interact with anyone.
That's good.
Because the thing is, you can put in a TerraCycle bin.
Mm.
This is, like, TerraCycle's vibe. No matter where it is, you can put whatever products in. So you don't have to go to L'Occitane and put L'Occitane products in there or Mecca products in it. So if they're having to queue up in line and then hand it to people at the register, that's kind of cumbersome on, like, the Mecca staff, everyone recycling. So I'm assuming, hopefully, it'll get to the point that people can bring in their junk that is not related to Mecca and they can put it in there and the Mecca staff don't have to help them.
Yeah, they'll have to do it in a way that looks kind of chic, because otherwise they're going to have, like, a whole mishmash of, like, brands and products and things in their stores on display. So I'm sure they'll work something out. In a,
like, a box. Opaque.
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
Speaking of TerraCycle, their work is to recycle hard-to-recycle products, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they melt it down and turn it into new products and packaging. So it's like this, like, it's the Loop program. And it's the exact same Loop program that we spoke about a few weeks ago when we were talking about Emma Lewisham skincare.
Yeah.
That's how they're doing theirs. I found out it's through the TerraCycle program as well.
It's really cool because with TerraCycle as well, you can actually buy back your products. So say you get told that you recycle 10 ton of beauty products.
Yeah.
And Mecca wanted to create a line made of recycled products. They could then buy back their packaging from TerraCycle to use towards their packaging on something.
Oh, that's so interesting. Yeah, it's such a clever initiative. How do they even do that?
I don't know.
Magic.
Yeah.
Next up, I wanted to talk about the fact that Milk has finally launched at Sephora.
Yeah.
It's been on our radar for a while and it's finally here.
It was launched the day... like 3 days after we did our Sephora haul, and the Fenty skin tint was launched the day after.
Yes.
But beauty news, we don't think we want it.
Oh, we don't?
I saw,
Wait, the skin tint? We don't want the skin tint.
We don't want the skin tint. But what do I want from Milk?
I want to try a little bit of everything, I think. Same, if you guys want us to, the prices are pretty affordable. It's like $25 on average for a product. So I was like, I can get around that.
That is really good.
Yeah.
I know the bronzer's nice, but it's like, do I need another cream bronzer? Like, it might be nicer than my nude sticks, but, like, I like my nude sticks and I have my nude sticks and it's like, I'm never going to finish my nude sticks.
So. Oh, I will. I'll buy it.
Okay.
You can try it.
I just get overwhelmed by, like, buying multiples of the same
type of product. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. It is hard to have multiple on the go. Also, did you see this week, speaking of things that we've touched on in previous weeks, Mirror Water from Estée Lalonde launched this week?
No, I still don't understand anything about
this. It's a bit kooky. Mm. It's a bit woo-woo. Mm. And it's, at this stage, only a newsletter that's going out monthly. And it contains, like, a recipe. It contains, like, a curated Spotify playlist from someone cool. So this, like, the person who did this month was, like, a music producer. And I was like, that's pretty cool. It's kind of like a email and a wellness self-exploration style publication is the best way that I can describe it. Yeah. And I think at the end of the email, because I signed up because I wanted to know what the frig was going on, the end of this email, it was like, stay tuned for our online store launching soon and our own range of mirror water products. And scattered all throughout the email were like links to shop like the Diptyque room diffusers and like really beautiful expensive luxe interior pieces. So I reckon Estée might be coming out with a line of some sort of interior vibes. Very interesting.
I can't remember what the name of the store is, but like I've definitely seen her in multiple vlogs go to this like exactly that, like holistic almost health shop, but it's got like homewares and you can buy like crystals, vibrators, expensive homewares, coffee table books, all in one beautiful like boutique-y shop.
And I reckon I that's 100% where she's going. Yeah. Cool. Which is very exciting. And I hope she's, I assume she's designing them herself. That's kind of what she alluded to. Not that she's going to be curating, but actually bringing out her own products. And I think she's got great style. So down for that. It'll probably be bougie AF knowing her as well, though.
Yeah.
Expensive. And she'll probably range like Daisy if she does like an online store. Like I'm sure it'll be a whole thing.
Yeah.
Whilst we're also talking about things that people are coming out with, Shan XO.
Oh yeah, conspiracy theory time. So me and Shan XO and my conspiracy theories. So Shan XO has been alluding to the fact that she's got another category of product launching.
Yeah.
Which I it's couldn't quite Ugaia, figure it out, which is not the Ugaia and is not like lashes or makeup, I don't think. And then she also says, I've been testing fake tan formulas. So I believe she's launching fake tan formula, but I also think there's another category. Like, I think she's really diversifying and like there's something else launching for Shan XO.
Interesting.
But mark my words, fake tan's going to come from Shan XO.
How interesting is it how many influencers are diversifying at the moment?
Yeah. I mean, she launched her she launched her lashes a very, very long time ago and quickly diversified from lashes into brushes well before other influencers were trying to start their own brand before they were diversifying.
It was so like, she was doing it around the time that like Sigma was cool. Like, she's been on that train for a while now.
Also, do you remember when Carissa Pucas was a thing?
Pucas, I think.
Pucas.
Such a bad name either way.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Who will puke?
Because she had, like, I can't remember what they were called, but it was, like, City Lashes. Or, like, she had a lash brand at the same time as Shan XO, and it's just interesting to think, like, where Shan XO is now.
I do not.
Where Carissa Pucas is.
Yeah, I don't remember hers at all.
I think it was called Socialize.
Oh, yuck. It was Socialize. Yeah, that does sound familiar.
It just came to me. But I remember seeing that, like, they would send each other PR and would be like, oh, these look beautiful, and being like, that is a really lovely
thing to
influencer
do.
Relationship that they're talking about, like, direct competitor, but, like, there's plenty of space for everyone.
Of course.
Yeah.
And dropping today, or, no, announced today, Desi Skin.
Oh, yeah. Wow, yeah.
Fuck yes. I can't believe it. She's just done sunglasses and now she's doing skincare.
It's exciting to me in that it's Desi and that's really fun news, but when I think of beauty YouTubers that I care about their skincare opinions, Desi Perkins is probably bottom of the line.
Oh, like, really? She's when does got she, such magnificent skin.
She's got beautiful skin herself, yes, but, like, when does she ever talk in detail about her skincare routine?
Yes.
When does she ever have, like, product recommendations that you're like, oh, yeah, I want to buy that? Like, she's pretty basic, and she doesn't really even go into skincare a lot. And when she does, it's very, like, choppy, changey, whatever she's been sent.
I think that she is smart enough to work with good people, though. I'll be disappointed. 100%, I agree. And the sentiment on Reddit is people aren't going to purchase it. They're curious about the brand launch, but it's like Kylie Jenner launching skincare. She doesn't know anything about it. Yep. Like, she's not an authority. Yeah.
That's
the vibe that's online
at the moment. That's exactly how I feel as well. If she had launched lashes or makeup, something that's more, I don't know, she's more of an expert on.
Yeah.
Again, I might not buy, but I'd definitely be more intrigued. But, like, I just think it's interesting that it's obviously she's bringing out something that she thinks will sell, but, like, is clearly not one of her true passions.
True. I did wonder if it would be initially, I mean, the swatches, the only teaser image that's out at the moment is just, like, a swatch of cream on the side of her cheek. But I did wonder initially whether it was, like, Desi Skin, but it's going to be, like, body skin. She's always been very into, like, glowy body products and, like, body highlights and that kind of stuff and body oils. Mm. And through her pregnancy journey, she was like obsessed with oils, skincare, that kind of stuff for her body. So I did wonder whether that might be where she's going, but it doesn't seem to be that way.
Yeah, I'd accept that more. I'm a bit like excited but underwhelmed by the genre.
And she's also dyed her hair chocolate brown or back to her natural roots.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you want to see?
Yes. It's so funny. I like don't like it because I'm not used to it. Like it's fine. Yeah. It's her natural colour. She looks beautiful, but I'm just like shocked. Also, it looks like a wig because it's so perfect.
It does look like a wig. It's so it's evenly so toned. Perfect. And, yeah.
Her hairline, not a stray out of place.
Nah. It's because she's magnificent. Anyway.
Why does she not have post-baby hair breakage yet? I do, minus the baby.
She probably does. She just has like 8 hairdressers on hand at all times.
Yeah, but they can't grow hair out of nothing.
And they can, and they will. Oh, and whilst we're talking about Desi as well, this is the best segueing news segment that we've ever had in our lives.
It is.
Longcom.
Oh, yeah. Longcom is trying to reinvent themselves. They are trying to get themselves back on the map with their Tante Adol range. They've got like, I think a primer stick, a stick foundation, stick bronzers and blush, etc. in the Tante Adol range. And
new. Like all brand new formulas?
I think they're new, but obviously Tante Adol's their long wear, like satin matte finish foundation that's been around for ages.
Yeah.
But they're extending the range and trying to make it cool. And they paid Desi Perkins for a video where she featured it. And I just thought, yes, fine.
Yeah.
I'll accept it. She did a good video, but I'm like, just interesting. Like,
she's worked with Longcom for a while, though. She talks about their mascaras a fair bit. Yeah. And like, what else has she done? I feel like she's a bit of a Longcom gal.
But like, it's just very interesting. They're clearly trying to get themselves out of the mum category and into the influencer world, which they haven't done previously, really.
Which is so interesting because, that's only in Australia. But like, Lara, the chick who's the head of makeup in Australia, is so not mum.
Yeah,
like,
she's so cool.
Yeah.
She's so nice.
She's...
I did an event with her once and she turned up with, like, a cheese platter and she was just, like, the loveliest human in these gigantic heels. And I'm like, you're so glam and you're so cute. She was, like, pushing a trolley full of product.
Eliza used to be an osteo for her husband.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, I'm fucking in love with him, but he'll never love me because he loves Lara.
And why wouldn't you love Lara? Legit. She's so perfect.
Yeah. Anyway, that was a side tangent and a half about how beautiful Lara is.
Yeah, moral of the story is we both somewhat kind of through a couple of degrees know Lara from
If you haven't followed her already, her Instagram account is Lara Srokowski, Srokowski. She's the head of artistry. Anyway, just go and look at her because she's beautiful. She kind of has Jenna Marbles vibes.
Absolutely. Now that you've said that, I'll never unsee it.
Me too. Great. And the final piece of beauty news this week, that's it. Thank goodness. That is the last piece of beauty news.
Great. I did delete one as we were talking.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah.
What was it?
It was just that the Dr. Dennis Gross Spectralite launched pewter colourway, which was like, one, really exciting to look at when I saw it, and then two, completely unnewsworthy, like, to announce.
Yeah, it is kind of unnewsworthy, isn't it?
Anyway, we've said it now.
Great.
Should we talk about our product trial?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I don't even need to ask if I'm orange.
I am. This week, we tried the Mecca Cosmetica Skin Brightening Vitamin C Serum.
I have a caveat, which is that we both got a sample of this when we were shopping at Mecca, and a lot of mine spilt in my car. Not by any fault of my own.
Yeah.
It just leaked out of the sample pot a lot. So I wasn't able to try it more than twice, which just doesn't feel like a very fair test.
I mean, Then I have a caveat in saying that a lot of the time when we do product trials, I barely try them on.
Lisa, you can't tell people that.
Well, sometimes I don't want to wear foundation 3 times in a week.
Well, you're going to have to this week.
Okay, no, that's fine. I tried it 3 times, so again, yep. Not heaps, but enough to get... Well, the thing is, even if we were trying it every day for a week, we wouldn't get an idea of the actual long-term results. So what we're trying is texture, experience, ingredient list, what we think.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah.
So it's a $55 vitamin C serum.
That fucking low, low prices. The
fucking cheapest. What did you say? Drive away?
It's only good when there's a 99 on the end. J. Edwards, $49.99, drive away.
$55.00, drive away. Anyway, it's got vitamin C. It's got 15% L-ascorbic acid. Mm-hmm. It's got vitamin E and ferulic acid as well. It is fragrance-free. It says, you may notice a distinct scent. This is not a formulation issue. It's a result of pairing the vitamin C with the ferulic acid, which is exactly the same scent that you get from the Dr. Dennis.
Uh-huh. Vitamin C.
Ham.
Extremely hammy. Very, very hammy. Christmas ham, once it's been in the bag, for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's the ham bag scent.
It's the crispy, like, outer fatty coating of the ham rubbing against the calico handbag.
It is.
Yeah. It's strong.
Good.
She's strong.
There's also licorice root extract in it, panthenol, which is, I feel like panthenol's coming up as an ingredient in the world at the moment. It's B5, isn't it?
Ooh. I think you might be right.
I think it's getting its kind of spotlight as a quite good, calming, hydrating ingredient.
Yeah, okay, it's interesting. I think the trend is just everything used to be B5.
Mm.
Everything used to be, I use a B5 serum, vitamin B serum,
yeah.
Hyaluronic B5, whatever, and yeah. Now everyone's just calling it panthenol.
Which is so weird.
Sounds like pantomime.
Sounds like Pantene.
Oh, so many things.
Palm olive. it's all horrible anyway. Also, citric acid and aloe extract.
I mean, the citric acid, I can almost guarantee, is a bloody preservative, and, like, let's not pretend it's doing anything.
Legit.
Yeah. But... the ingredients list is awesome.
Absolutely lovely.
When I first smelt it, I felt like this reminds me of the Dr. Dennis Gross Serum, but it's actually a less stinky than the Dr. Dennis Gross Serum.
Yeah.
It's almost half the price
of the Dr. Dennis Gross Serum. Possibly even less than half the price.
Yeah, maybe.
I reckon Dr. D might be $130.
Maybe. And it is, I can say this much, less sticky than the Dr. Dennis.
The formula is beautiful. It made me look like a glowy baby. Like, yeah. I loved the way that it looked on my skin.
Ah, nice.
I have read that it's from the Mecca reviews that caused some irritation with some people, but that can be the case with vitamin C.
Yeah, they're probably just vitamin C plebs that haven't used enough. And they're like, oh, this looks good. This is cheap. And then they're like, oh, my face can't handle active skincare because I've only used Kylie Skin before.
Yes.
That's just a really...
general sweeping statement. We love that. And do you have anything else to say?
I just feel like it was definitely like a water-based serum.
Yeah.
Quite, I wouldn't say it was easy to spread, but it wasn't difficult to spread.
Oh, it certainly wasn't thick.
Yeah, it wasn't like a hyaluronic where you get really good slip, but it was easy to apply.
Yeah.
Not too sticky. I did find the smell lingered throughout the day, but the more I wore it, the less, like, probably just the more I got desensitized to the smell.
Yeah.
But the first day, many hours into the day, I was like, ham.
Oh, I only wore it at night.
Oh, yeah, you're weird. You use a vitamin C at night.
I mean, I like to mix and match, but yes, I did use it at night.
Okay. And, yeah, I would say that I'm not the best person to test vitamin C because vitamin C does nothing for my face. Like, it doesn't give me instant luminosity or brightness.
Mm.
I'm wearing it for the antioxidant protection.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Yeah.
And of all of the vitamin C formulas that I've tried that aren't in an oil form, this is probably one of my favourites because it wasn't sticky, it wasn't silicony, bally.
Yes.
And, yeah, it was very fine, and the price point's good.
I do agree that a lot of vitamin Cs, they put them in a silicon formula.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I have to say the Bright Star from Liberty Bell is that kind of they called it a serum, but it's definitely more of a lotion texture because of the thickness of the, like, cream that it's suspended in.
Mm-hmm.
Silicony, slippy, creamy situation. Yeah.
Perhaps in the silicony formulas, they are using... like a lipid-soluble vitamin C, and that's why they have to do that versus this, which is a...
water-based one.
L-ascorbic.
Yeah.
I will say I like Sunday Riley's vitamin C because they use... I want to say they use, like, THD. It's a stabilized form of vitamin C, so it doesn't oxidize in the same way that L-ascorbic acid does. Okay. So you really do only have a couple of months to use this serum up.
Ah.
Make sure you're using it regularly. It will get less effective over time as it oxidizes, but as is the same with a very large majority of vitamin C's.
And also we should shout out that it is vegan, cruelty-free, obviously, as well.
Vegan, cruelty-free, and $55 and efficacious.
Yeah.
That's a winner.
That's done. That, yeah. And such a good product if you're like me, don't really get around a morning skincare routine, but you want something nice that's like a good quality product to add in, this would definitely be worthwhile.
Also good if you're like me and you find vitamin C does nothing for you, but you know you have to use it, but you resent spending hundreds on it because you don't see visible results.
Really great point also. Yep. Yeah. Love that. You have an I can't believe you didn't know that for everyone. Maybe also me.
I can't believe it.
And it has nothing to do with beauty, but everything to do with importance.
Yeah, that's what this podcast is about.
Yeah. So, I can't believe you didn't know that when buying canned tomatoes, if you're wanting the best canned tomatoes, you need to pick whole.
Oh, you have told me this before. Whole peeled at all times.
Yeah. They don't have to be peeled, but just whole. If you're having a dish where you want to taste the tomatoes are the hero of the dish, don't go out there buying chopped, diced. What other varieties are there?
What's that? Just like the minced.
Yeah, like, you know, the puree.
The puree, yeah. Not like passata, but like, you know.
Puree.
Yeah.
They are like the grosser tomatoes where they've, you know, dissected a little bit out of them, or like they're less beautiful, but only the nice, whole, entirely good tomatoes go into the whole tomatoes.
Very interesting.
So if I'm making a pizza sauce or whatever, I will always buy whole tinned tomatoes and then crush them with my hands versus buying crushed tinned diced.
Oh, you crush them with your hands.
Yeah. Or you can crush them with a, chop them up or crush them with like a potato masher or whatever.
Okay.
But you get the nicer tomatoes that way.
There you go. That was a Jamie Oliver fact?
I think so.
I feel like you told me that one time.
Yeah. And my second, not an actual, I can't believe you didn't know that.
Yeah.
But if there's some sort of nona-looking person on the tin, it's a superior tomato, surely, right?
If it's in Italian or there's a nonna on the tin, that's the one that you buy. Yes. Always. If you've never seen the brand before, buy it.
Yes. Absolutely. If there's like a weird import sticker on it,
yes, must buy that.
Yeah.
Great.
Dang. These products are so good. What's the deal?
What's your beauty fave this week?
My beauty fave, I'm going to say I feel like it was something else that's completely slipped my mind.
Oh, no.
But I did think, oh, it's my beauty fave this week. It's my ColourPop eyeshadow palette.
Oh.
I felt like doing something that wasn't bronzer on my eyes this week. I wanted a different tone.
Talk about a bloody throwback.
I know. And I was just like, it's really satisfying to have this little palette of all almost identical shadows.
Yeah.
Because when you buy a palette, obviously, you don't want all of the palette, like the colours to be the same because like, that's not going to sell well.
Yeah.
But when I do my eyeshadow, I pretty much do want
all the same shade.
Literally one shade darker over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And they just wear so well and they're so cheap and I haven't used it in literally months and months and months.
I would go so far as to say, we talked about that palette in like episode 5 ever of this podcast, which has been going for 2 years.
Well, so I whipped it out this year and
this year and for this the week. Only time this year.
And it's so good.
Yeah.
Such good quality.
That's good.
What's your beauty fave?
My beauty fave this week is,
oh God, that's a huge can.
The Kevin Murphy Do-Over Dry Powder Finishing Hairspray. This is not a hairspray. It's more like a texturizing spray. And it gives your hair a little bit of grit, but without weighing it down. So I have only ever liked the Bumble and Bumble City Swept Hairspray, I think it's called.
Dry Spun Finish?
Dry Spun Finish, yeah, that's the one. It's the only one that gives my hair enough texture to hold a wave or a curl without weighing it down, making them too heavy, and also it gives me a little bit of volume.
Mm.
This does exactly that, but I would go so far as to say that it's better.
This excites me because what
you should spray it in your hair.
Liked about the City Swept dry spun finish, whatever, was that it was pretty much half texturizing spray, half hairspray.
Yes.
So I would use that more when I needed hairspray.
Yeah.
Like I needed hold, but I still found that it had that slight like tackiness to my hair that hairspray has, which when you have stringy hair is not good because I don't want any shine or stringiness.
This has absolutely it's got a matte no finish. Stickiness. Fish. Yeah. Spritz it. It's just the best.
Where'd you buy it from?
The hairdresser, but you can get it from Adore Beauty.
It smells like hairdresser.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's made my hair feel thicker.
Yeah, and just gives it enough grip that you can move it without it just, like, falling limp again.
Yeah, but it's absolutely got none of that firmer, stickier feel that a hairspray has. Like, no crunch whatsoever.
No crunch.
Probably doesn't give a stack of hold, but, like, I think if you've got hair like me, it's like, I'm not so concerned about the hold because my hair's not going to hold.
Yeah.
I just want it to have some element of body.
Yes. This definitely gives body and it gives you,
Ooh.
I used it after, like, putting my curls in. So I would start with, like, my sea spray from Kevin Murphy as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then blow dry that through my hair, curl my hair, spritz this afterwards just to give my curls a little bit more chance of holding for a bit longer. So, yeah. Absolutely loving it. It's been great. I, like, honestly think that this is just going to become a staple.
The can's also incredibly beautiful.
Isn't it so pretty? It's like this beautiful soft pink shade.
It's such a pretty colour and shape and design. Ooh, I'm very tempted by that.
You should do it.
I recently bought a texture spray that I saw a hairdresser using on brides.
Mm.
I can't remember what it was, but I want to say that it's a more hairspray type, and maybe I want to use, like, these two together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, I haven't done my hair since I bought that product, like, 3 weeks ago, so I can't actually review it or compare yet.
I truly can't believe that in the last 2 weeks, two of my product recommendations have been hair products that are now literally so ingrained within my routine that they'll never leave.
Yeah, I really want to try the Briogeo dry shampoo that you talked about. But, like, I don't need to buy it because I need to finish up my...
Our friend Liv, Armadale Hair Liv, messaged us this week and said that she bought that off the back of my recommendation for sweaty running hair.
Yeah.
And she has very dark, very thick hair. And obviously she loves it, so it mustn't be leaving any residue or, like, disgusting grittiness in her scalp either. So that's great. What a product.
Maybe I'll...
I think you do. Look at me, exploring hair things.
I know, so good. And also, this is the first time that I've had longer hair than Alex in the entire time that we've known each other.
Quite literally.
It's crazy. It's so crazy.
Even when we met, you had short hair, didn't you? You didn't have long hair.
No.
Wow. There you go.
Crazy. Can't wait to chop mine off.
Yeah, do it.
Actually, it's not a helmet. It's a hairmet. It has extra room so you don't mess up your hairdo.
What is your non-beauty fave this week?
So, I have two.
Yeah, I have multiple.
Okay, good. One is a TV show recommendation. The other is, like, a fashion/activewear.
Oh!
The first is New Amsterdam.
Which is the TV show?
Yeah, TV show on Netflix. Yeah. It's, like, a hospital drama.
Oh, okay. Oh, you've told me to watch this, I think. Or it's someone else.
I don't think I told you.
Okay.
We started by accident. I was working at Brenton's mum's house. We'd had dinner and I had to finish off my shift. And I was like, I'll just put something on in the background. Like, it's all quiet and weird here. Brenton, you're just waiting for me to finish so we can drive home. Like, stop being weird. And so his mum turned on Netflix and I was like, oh, yeah, this looks good. And then we put it on. And within, like, 3 minutes, Brenton's eyes darted from his phone to the screen and he started watching it. And then he was actually hooked. And it's not a show that Brenton would ordinarily agree to watch because it's very Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, okay.
It's, like, very unrealistic, so far from any actual hospital functioning. Like, so many things happen in every episode.
There's no way I'll get Adrian to watch it.
Yeah, it's infuriating to watch. I'm like, why is this neurologist in heart surgery? Like, it's just so annoying. But it's got the hot guy from... he was the teacher in 90210. Oh, my God, what's his name? Ryan Eggold.
Picture? Yeah, I know him.
Yeah. Anyway, Brenton said that he was just so enticed by the fact that we were watching a show that wasn't a comedy and not a detective show. Because really that's all you watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
And secretly he's going away for the weekend. I haven't got really anything else to watch, so I think I might watch all of it without him.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah. So it's really good trash. And then my second recommendation is I bought the Lululemon Align pants that come with the pockets.
Oh!
And they're awesome. They don't give you that nice, like, seamless, sleek look. Like, I find sometimes an Align can look quite, like, classy.
Yeah.
Like a classy gym legging. But because they obviously have the stitching all over them, they don't have that nice, like, sleek appearance.
And they do give you slightly wider, like, hips.
Yeah, like, they make your thighs feel a little bit chunky when you've got the pockets on them.
Yeah.
But what they have, which other pants with pockets don't have, is generally the pants with the pockets are compression.
Mm.
But these you can, like, lounge in because I find that it's not compressive on my tummy. It's still got that nice align looseness on my tummy, but it feels a bit more secure and compressive on my legs. So 10 out of 10, align pants are what I like to wear when I'm like walking the dog, but I can never put my phone in my pocket. So I always have to wear a hoodie with a pouch or something and it pisses me off. Yeah. So thrilled about that. And then I also bought the Align sports bra.
Oh yeah. I love them. They've got such good length to them.
I have never bought one before and this is reversible. I actually bought the tie-dye one and then I realized that it's fully reversible and it's black on the other side.
Fun.
I said to Brenton, I could sleep in this sports bra.
Yeah. Love it.
Definitely not a high impact sports bra, but like low to medium impact, it's fine.
Fine for Pilates.
Absolutely.
Mm. So gorgeous. Look at you, Lululemon girl.
Absolutely.
My non-beauty fave this week, I have a couple.
Mm.
The first one is a podcast. It's the Imperfects podcast, which is run by Hugh Van Culenberg.
From the Resilience Project.
Yep. He has a podcast with Ryan Shelton. And I
love Ryan Shelton.
Yeah, it's great. And they're doing a new series as part of the Imperfects where usually they interview people just about like, it's like people like Steph Claire Smith, who you're like, oh, their life is perfect. But they talk about like the struggles that they've gone through and like what's made them who they are. Mm-hmm. And they're doing a new series called The Academy of Imperfection, where they're going to get speakers who are like life coaches and things like that to come on and just like talk about their niche.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ben Crow was the ex-head of marketing for Nike. And he is also a life coach for like so many A-list celebrities and also was a life coach for Ryan and Hugh.
Mm.
And so they brought him on to talk about, what did they talk about? He's worked with Kathy Freeman, lots of sports people. Yep. He talks about self-compassion, connection, and purpose and why it's important to have all of those things. Anyway, I just found it to be a really refreshing. Their conversation is quite light, but also has a few moments that like hit home and you're like, oh, okay, I felt that.
Mm-hmm.
And my next non-beauty fave recommendation this week is Seaspiracy. Everyone's talking about it. Mm. Don't watch it if you ever want to eat fish again.
Yeah, I'm deliberately not watching it.
Great. I think I want to...
There's only so many animals you can take from me and me be left not a complete vegetarian.
Literally.
And I don't want to be a complete vegetarian.
Yeah.
Have I mentioned I like anchovies?
Yes, a couple of times in the last week. I want to say that I think that it is brilliant marketing by Sea Shepherd, who obviously have produced this documentary.
And they do great work.
They do absolutely phenomenal work. I want to say that whilst I'm sure that a lot of what they're telling is true, I don't know that it's necessarily the whole story. And I think that some of these documentaries obviously can be very myopic in their approach. And that being said, it's absolutely devastating what humans are doing to the planet. And I think that we should wipe everyone out and just start again. It would be better. So that was my other recommendation.
Yeah. And has it put you off eating fish?
It makes me feel guilty about eating fish, but it also just drives home the fact that I will continue to only buy sustainable choices wherever possible, except for the fact that you maybe can't believe them, which was kind of the point of the...
Yeah. Greenwashing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have two song recommendations for this week as well. Ooh. The first one is the You Give Me Something Jamiroquai remix by Winston Surfshirt.
Oh!
It's a bop.
Sounds it.
I'll play a little bit.
Yeah, that's a tune.
Yeah, anyway, great. Perfect for this kind of weather.
Yes, I'm going to put the sunroof, open up the sunroof. On the way to Norton's, me and Winston surf shirt.
Yes, and the other one I have is a Bon Iver.
I say Bon Iver.
Yeah, I think it is Bon Iver.
Yeah.
His new song called Ate Up All Their Cake.
Okay.
A-U-A-T-C. I went. Anyway.
I literally thought you said Ate Up All Their Cake.
That's what I said.
Oh!
That's the name of the song.
Okay.
And it's an anagram.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, that's another great song. And I don't often delve into new music, so enjoy those recommendations.
I will.
I feel like they're both great, and Eliza likes them too, and I feel like Eliza and I have slightly different tastes in music, and we cover a lot of breadth that other people enjoy, so maybe you'll like them.
Like
maybe.
A general crowd pleaser.
Yes.
Like a Hottest 100 contender.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Just like that. And what's your snack this week?
I've forgotten. I have entirely forgotten my snack. Cannot for the life of me think of what my snack is.
Great. I don't have one either.
No, okay, but I had two backups. The first thing I want to talk about is mortadella on pizza.
Yep.
It's really good.
Yeah.
And I think that it's an underrated pizza meat.
Did you go the olive or the regular?
I got pepper. Like black peppercorn mortadella.
Yum.
And I put it with artichokes on pizza. And it was fucking yum.
my God, you're making me so hungry.
So yum. And then I wanted to do an honourable mention to the New Allen's Sour Red Frogs.
Oh, Sour Red Frogs.
So, plot twist, I saw them because someone bought them and they were like, have you seen this new snack? And I was like, no, but thank you. Thank you for showing me these new snacks. I need to know about these things. It's really important to me.
Yeah.
I sent a photo to Brenton because he likes red frogs and he likes sour lollies. And he goes, duh, dude, I did the sour sugar for that. And I'm like, oh!
Thanks for telling us.
Yeah, thanks for letting me know.
Thanks for bringing home the bag. Far out, Brenton.
I will say it's kind of weird because it's like an afterthought. It's like they've got red frogs and then they've just sprinkled sour sugar on it. It doesn't feel like it's like ingrained in the texture of it, but they're delicious. And then secondly, I just wanted to discuss the mixed bag, I believe it's called mixed bag from Cadbury, the Easter egg bag.
Oh, so good.
They've actually got a really good collection of...
It's got Turkish Delight eggs in
it. It's got the Turkish Delight eggs in it, which I have realised in the office is almost everyone's favourite. Also, they've got caramel milk eggs in there, which makes them a premium item.
Yeah.
Normal eggs. And then I think the Oreo eggs in there too, crunchy. The bigger ones. And... crunchy. Anyway, it's a really
great
good
mixed bag.
They've actually picked all of the good eggs that people would seek out and they've put it in the mixed bag.
Yeah.
And like, very well done, Cadbury.
Thank you, Cadbury, for bringing all of my Turkish Delight dreams come true. Can you believe that I haven't even had one Turkish Delight egg? It's been so good on my gluten and I don't know whether they probably do have gluten.
Yeah.
I'd say there's some sort of wheat starch in the jelly.
Yeah, 100%.
Great, love that.
They've been so good. Are you going to break it over Easter?
I can't. I've just got to get through the next week.
Okay, you can do it.
Anyway. I'm going to dock on Sunday night. Oh! So excited.
Gluten-free, though.
Yeah.
Rotten hell. You should get a mortadella pizza. I don't even think they
do. I don't think they do one, but I should ask.
I'll make you one when you're eating gluten. Come over and I'll make you a mortadella pizza.
Please do. All right, that's it for this episode. It's been a short one, but it's a public holiday. You don't want to listen to us all day.
Absolutely not, except you probably got a long drive. Maybe this is your drive home pod. Anyway, we are going to go and walk the dogs in this beautiful sunshine,
yep. At
the beautiful park, and...
have a beautiful time.
Have a beautiful time.
We hope you have a great week.
Happy Easter.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.